I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. The late civil rights icon John Lewis will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington this week. He's to be buried on Thursday. Back in 2015, Lewis stood by the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. He'd been brutally beaten there 50 years earlier while demonstrating for voting rights, and he said there's still work to be done.
People often ask me, why did you come back? What purpose does it serve? We come to Selma to be renewed. We come to be inspired. We come to be reminded that we must do the work that justice and equality calls us to do.
That audio from CNN. Kalila Brown-Dean is an associate professor of political science at Quinnipiac University and co-author of the report 50 Years of the Voting Rights Act, The State of Race in Politics, which was presented that day. And she was there to hear John Lewis speak those words. I asked her to join me to talk about it. Kalila Brown-Dean, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Can you take us back 5 years ago to the moment you stood at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma? You were there with your daughter. What was that moment like for you?
It was perhaps one of the most defining moments of my life, not just professionally, but who I am as a person. To be there at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, this bridge that is named after a Klan Grand Wizard, and to look and see Congressman John Lewis, who 50 years ago had stood in that exact same spot leading young people in a silent, nonviolent protest. That very same bridge where he was beaten and where so many of the people who were there with us had been beaten as well. And to then look past his shoulder and see the country's first African-American president was this powerful moment about what America could be about if we committed to that. And to share that with my daughter, as well as my colleagues, was, as I said, a key defining moment in my life.
Perhaps John Lewis's most powerful legacy was the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Can you talk about the Voting Rights Act now in 2020 and what it means for the upcoming election?
I think that too many of us take for granted our ability to vote. So we use the language of the right to vote. But what we've learned from John Lewis's legacy and where we are today in terms of the Voting Rights Act is that there is no constitutionally protected right to vote. And so that means that right now in 2020, hundreds of polling places have been moved or closed in communities who don't have access to transportation, and communities that tend to have older voters who vote frequently, tend to have communities of color or working class communities. And that means that your ability to walk calmly into a polling place and raise your voice by voting has been diminished. Because where we are in 2020 is a result of what happened in 1965, but also this key Supreme Court case a few years ago that essentially gutted the Voting Rights Act of 65. It means that now in primary elections, people are waiting 6 and 7 hours just to vote. And if you are a person whose schedule is determined by your employer, it means that you have to decide, do I cast this ballot or do I risk being late to work and losing my employment? And it means also that states across this country have created new barriers to voting, things like requiring a very limited set of photo IDs, things that allow people living on reservations across this country not to be able to vote because they don't have a verifiable street address because the reservation address does not count. That's the challenge we deal with in 2020. That means the outcomes we saw in 2016, again, of people waiting for very long times to vote, will be magnified in 2020 because of COVID, because of the failure to protect the ability to vote. And that's something that touches each and every one of us, regardless of race or ethnicity.
John Lewis was among the last of a generation of great civil rights leaders of the 1960s. What do you think was his most important message to young people today?
I think if we look back on the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, John Lewis was the very last speaker from that day to survive. And so now with his passing, we have lost that entire generation of speakers on that day. And the fact that he is a young college student literally risked his life. So not only did he suffer permanent brain damage on that bridge in Selma, he also faced his university saying, if you speak up in this way, we will expel you from school. He faced leaders on that dais who were prepared that if his speech became too radical, they were willing to turn the music on and turn his mic off. John Lewis did that as a young man. He didn't wait to be an adult. He didn't wait for someone to anoint him as a leader. He stood up where he was, and he led from where he was. That's the legacy and the message for young people across our country. Don't wait for old people to pass the baton, because that day may never come. Run the race that you are set out to run, because you know you are fighting for something bigger than who you are. And that's the legacy all of us can live in our everyday lives. John Lewis talked about that, that question, what is the legacy that you want to leave, and what are you willing to do today? That's what I want young people to remember about Congressman John Lewis, but to emulate from his life.
Kalila Brown-Dean, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Diane.